everybody. Welcome to the WWE News Brief. And let's jump into the news of the day. And that is Triple H and his surgery, as well as the original plans for Adam Cole, among some other things I'll get to. But if you haven't already heard, and maybe you have, but I want to dive into Triple H getting surgery like an RKO out of nowhere, getting this. I don't think anybody saw this coming. And they, WWE, put out an official statement on this saying that he underwent successful surgery and that the episode was caused by a genetic heart issue. And Paul Levesque is expected to make a full recovery. So that's great news, of course. Anytime you're dealing with a cardiac issue, your heart, I mean, there's rarely things that are just routine. It's one of the most important organs in your body without question. And certainly it's good to hear that Paul will be fully recovered and that this genetic heart issue, whatever it may be, has been assumingly fixed or at least temporarily addressed. We don't know the full details, nor may never know those full details, because he doesn't have to disclose them. I think eventually he will. If it does get disclosed, Paul Levesque, Triple H, will be the one to disclose them, as it should be. But if I was to speculate, and this is all purely speculation, I mean, I don't think he had a heart attack. Maybe he started to have an elevated heart rate. Maybe he had a heart murmur. Maybe I had a heart palpitations. I don't know. But I don't know if it was a full-blown heart attack. I know that's what we all just jump to is, oh, he must have had a heart attack. And, you know, genetic heart disease is a thing. I mean, heart disease, if it runs in your family, doctors want to know that because it can be a genetic thing. So perhaps it's something like that. Again, this is all speculation on my part. I'm not saying this is anything official, but the official statement was it was caused by a genetic heart issue that he has and that the surgery went well and he's expected to make a full recovery. So great news, of course. Not great news that he has a genetic heart issue, but great news that the surgery went well and it did whatever that was supposed to do. Again, things are so general here, it's hard to speculate, but I'm glad, and I'm sure I speak for a lot of the fans when I say, you know, look, get well. We're glad everything went well, and let's move on. So I think a more interesting story came out. Not that that's not interesting, but wrestling storyline-wise, less important things, I guess, is the Adam Cole deal. The Adam Cole debacle that has been making the rounds for a while, well, really since yesterday. And that is one of the reasons Adam Cole left. And people have been speculating, why did Adam Cole leave NXT? He was one of the biggest stars in NXT, presumably would have been one of the biggest stars if he had come up to the main roster. And he briefly made his debut on the main roster, I think at Survivor Series a couple of years ago. I think he was involved in the Royal Rumble one or two times. Outside of that, he never fully came to the main roster. And I'm fine with that if they were going to do nothing with him. And that seems to be one of the reasons. So listen to this, if you haven't already heard this. So this is according to Wrestling Inc., according to, I mean, a lot of other, you know, big name wrestling sites out there. We all know who they are. And here's what the story says in Wrestling Inc. During the AEW All Out post-stream media scrum, newly signed AEW star Adam Cole called the decision to join AEW over the WWE main roster a quote-unquote fairly easy one. New information suggests that WWE's creative plans for Cole may have made it even easier. And here's where things get a little fun. On today's Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer, one of the most polarizing figures in wrestling journalism, let me just say that, reported that Cole's main roster plans involved him, get ready, being a heel manager for Keith Lee. A report from Ringside News earlier in the week also reported that Cole had been pitched a heel manager position upon being called up to the main roster. And according to Meltzer, the idea was for Lee to turn heel with Cole as his manager. It was noted that Cole would probably have been given a different name so that there weren't two Coles, with Michael Cole also being on the main roster. The idea would have been kind of like a Leo Rush, Bobby Lashley thing, where you have this little guy who's a big talker and he hides behind this big, massive African-American guy type thing, Meltzer said. So that was kind of the dynamic they were looking for him, more as a manager than a wrestler. Meltzer also noted that the idea came from either WWE chairman Vince McMahon or head writer Bruce Pritchard. He had heard from one source that it was McMahon's idea, while another said it was Pritchard's. But he noted that he did not hear it came from the creative team. The focus on Cole will now be to shift to his AEW run, where he is firmly entrenched as a member of the Elite. He'll make his in-ring debut for the promotion on next week's AEW Dynamite, taking on Frankie Kazarian. Guys, I believe that this came from Bruce and or Vince. The fact that they wanted to make Adam Cole a manager? One of your top stars in NXT because he's not the right size. There's your issue, Vince. He's not the right size to be a wrestler. So Vince wanted to put him with Keith, who, by the way, in his own right, hasn't really been on TV since the Royal Rumble. I know he made his quick stint. He made a return like a month ago, got beat by Bobby Lashley, and then he went back into the shadows. And so, for all intents and purposes, Keith Lee has been MIA for like 9 months. And then they wanted to put Cole with him and make him a heel manager and then change his name. Because Michael Cole, who's on the main roster, who's an announcer, they didn't want a conflict of that? What? I mean, this has Vince McMahon's fingerprints all over it. The size issue, that size, I don't know what it is, obsession that he has with making guys seem bigger than life, that they have to be literally bigger than life, that they have to have that size. It's run its course in WWE's history. I mean, this is nothing new from Vince McMahon. I believe that actually didn't come from the creative. I believe it did come from Vince or Bruce Pritchard. I believe that report from Dave Meltzer. That seems very Vince McMahon-ish. And that is absolutely, I do not blame Adam Cole at all for doing what he did. And while he's saying it's an easy one, easy choice, yeah, it would have been an easy choice for me too, brother. Enjoy your time in AEW and do what you belong doing in a faction, in a heel faction, kicking ass and showing the world what you can do. On the mic, in the ring, with Kenny Omega. We know what it is. Young Bucks, guys. I mean, this is good stuff. Great choice by AEW to sign him and by Adam Cole to say, F you, I'm gone. So good for Adam Cole. Good for AEW. Shame on Vince McMahon. Shame on Bruce Pritchard. Imagine if that storyline had happened. I mean, that is really absolutely disgusting. I'm sorry. It's disgusting. All right. One more story we'll get to here. And I hope you guys are enjoying these news briefs. I do enjoy them too. Backstage news on Bryan Danielson signing with AEW over WWE. On today's, again, this is Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer went into more detail on the decision-making process behind Daniel Bryan's move from WWE to AEW. He, quote-unquote, liked WWE. He liked the people. He liked Vince. He still had to leave or still wanted to leave or whatever it was. He had a really tough decision to make. The gist of everything was, when you go back to 2018, when his contract was expiring, and I don't know what he knew at the time about AEW. I think he knew, but I can't swear to this. But I do know he was talking about Ring of Honor, and he was talking about New Japan and other places and all that. He said he had talked to them and he could make deals and he could make good money away from WWE, and he was considering it. And he did say there was something at the time that he had to sign an NDA about. So that could be this. It could be something else, because there was a bunch of stuff that was running around in 2018 that never came out. And some stuff did, AEW being one of those. And he sometimes traveled. And I think that was pretty good friends that he was pretty good friends with Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes was very into this thing from the start. He's one of Cody's favorite wrestlers, who he thought was one of the best guys. So I don't know if he knew. My gut would tell me he knew, but when he made the decision to sign with WWE in 2018, it was a hard decision to make. He was offered a great deal by WWE. A lot of people were made, but there's reasons. He had a lot of reasons, but he was also not 100% in the sense of thinking, did I do the right thing? Then he went there. He was there for a couple of years, and obviously he let his deal expire. So, let's see. This is last one here, and then we'll talk about it. It was once again emphasized how difficult a decision it was for Danielson to make due to his personal admiration for Vince and his family ties to the company. It was noted that Danielson is quote unquote big fan of Vince as a person, more than people would realize. Ultimately, the door remains open for Danielson to return to WWE one day should he find himself unhappy with his AEW situation. I don't know about that. I mean, if this doesn't get the attention of WWE, I don't know what will. You have one of your biggest stars, the biggest star for WrestleMania 30 and beyond, and prior to that, that he jumps to AEW, even though he admires Vince McMahon. It tells you a couple of things. Even though he admires Vince, they probably had nothing for him. He may have a very limited wrestling role, and Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson wants to wrestle. And maybe the environment, a toxic, micromanaged environment, is everything that just points to that. The creative is overthought, overbooked, and I think there's nothing bigger right now that screams creative and culture of WWE right now than the reasons why he did it. That, to me, are the reasons he did it. Because if he's saying he liked Vince, the WWE obviously offered him a whole bunch of money. I mean, it's not the money here. It's the love of what you do. WWE seems to have a habit of sucking the love of pro wrestling right out of you. Punk attested to it. Dean Ambrose attested to it. Others. I mean, I don't know if Daniel Bryan would ever admit to that. If he does indeed love Vince as much as he says he does, I would think that Daniel Bryan probably won't say something like that that could negatively affect the relationship with Vince McMahon. So either way, telling that he loved Vince so much, the money was right, but it's all about creative and the culture of WWE. There's no other reasons for it. Creative and culture. And both of those are some of the biggest problems WWE has right now. So, all right. Well, I'm cruising through the rest of the wrestling news. I'm not seeing anything. Let's see here. Just ratings news, if you're interested in that. The AEW Dynamite show drew 1.32 million viewers, and that's up 26% from last week's episode. And the post all out Dynamite drew a 0.52 rating in the key 18 to 49 demographic. This is up 40% from the last week of 0.37. So it's interesting to note that Dynamite beat this week's Raw in key demographic viewers. Dynamite had 681,000 viewers in the 18 to 49 demo, while Raw had 678,000 in the 18 to 49 demo. Dynamite ranked number one on the cable top 150 this week with the 0.37 rating in the key 18 to 49 demographic. This is the third week in a row that Dynamite ranked number one. Dynamite drew the second highest audience in show history and the second highest key demographic rating in show history, both behind the premiere back on October 2nd, 2019, which drew 1.4 million with a 0.6 key demo rating. This week's viewership was up 26% from last week. The bottom line is this is really great news for AEW. Really, really, I mean, just great news for AEW. Obviously, the massive returns certainly help. There's no question about that. But it's all about building your new stars with your older legacy stars that can still go. But it's about using them wisely, not overusing, not overexposing them, but helping them build the new talent. I explained this on my show last night, and I think it's great. I mean, when you look at the track here, you look at the stats from, let's see, the beginning of August. The August 4th episode was 1.1 million viewers. August 11th, this is Dynamite again. The August 11th episode was 979,000. August 18th, 975. August 25th, 1.17. September 1st, 1.04 million. And then September 8th, 1.32 million viewers. This is just great news for AEW. I am 1,000% behind this organization. I think a lot of fans are so passionate about the product that they see because it's the product that a lot of people want from WWE. It's just a raw, no pun intended, product that is, doesn't feel scripted. The culture is from everything we're hearing, really a dream as far as a wrestler is concerned. You don't have to worry about people micromanaging what you say or do out there. It's much more freeing. The shackles are off, and it just seems like a great place to go and to be a part of and to see how what the end game is for this brand. You know, don't you wonder in 10 years what we're going to be saying about AEW? It's fascinating to think 5 to 10 years ahead and go, whoa, remember back when they first debuted in 2019? Like, wow, right? And then Punk debuted and Daniel Bryan debuted and then, you know, this happened, that happened. It's going to be really fascinating to take a look back, as it already is. And I hope that this brand continues to grow and eventually outpace WWE, because I want WWE to see this quote-unquote pissant company kick their ass. I want to see it. Again, I don't want WWE out of business. That's not my point. I want WWE in business. Regardless of what you think of Vince, regardless of what you think about the company and the culture, they need to survive. Because I want competition. I want places for the guys like this to work. And there's a place in entertainment for WWE. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate everything about WWE. I don't. And I just want WWE to get their ass kicked in ratings by Dynamite. I just want to see what they do. I want to see the reaction. And I will say this, that pissant comment by Triple H a couple years ago, will not age well. I really am curious to see once this organization continues to grow, when Triple H looks back on that comment and he's asked about it, he eats his words. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, as always, for listening. I hope you enjoyed this news segment. And as always, I will talk to you next time.